Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Do you think Tanya secretly liked you much more than Shaq?
Yeah, I do think that. I actually do think that, but I feel like she was more safer with Shaq. And that's where I feel like, people have said to me, David, bro, you just got played. In my head, I was thinking, I've had 48 hours in this flipping villa. 48 hours. I might as well have just stayed at home. I might as well have just stayed at home.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality, and you know the vibes. I'm here to spill all the tea you need to know. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and our Snapchat show. Now it's time to talk Love Island, so I've got company. It's David in the building, everybody.
How you doing, guys?
What are you saying? Your skin is glistening today. Skin's glistening. Obviously, look, we're about to run through our hot topic of the show today, and that hot topic is obviously Maya Jama's engagement ring. I don't know if you've seen the reports flying around social media that Maya Jama's ex-fiance has reportedly asked for his engagement ring back, which is worth $800,000. Now, that's a lot of money, number one. And this has obviously sparked the whole discussion of, like, you know, whether it's a partner or a friend. If you give someone a gift, an expensive gift while you're friends with them, while you're in a relationship with them, while you're engaged to them, should you be asking for it back? Now, like I said, that's nearly $1 million. What are you thinking? Are you asking for that back? If you propose to the love of your life, you get down on one knee and you give them that expensive engagement ring, but things just don't work out for whatever reason, are you taking it back?
But £800,000.
It's a present, David.
That is generational wealth. that is generational wealth.
It's a present, though.
I'm sorry. I might even have to ask for that one back.
Wow.
I can't lie. I cannot lie.
But is this not the same thing as, like, buying someone a really expensive watch for Christmas and then you're not friends with that person, like, you know, 2 months later? What if that watch is worth $2,000-$3,000? Do you know what I mean?
You're comparing $2,000-$3,000 to $800,000.
I know, but
pounds.
A gift is a gift. Remember, that's in their tax bracket. So, well, to us, that's in Maya and Ben's tax bracket.
Yeah,
that's in their tax bracket.
I hear it. It's a tough one, man. I don't feel like in that situation, I probably won't know what to do. It depends. If I'm sitting on a lot of peas and I don't need that £800,000, then Maya can have it. But if I'm struggling a bit, you know what I'm saying? I might have to ask for it back. So, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Maybe the bank account for him was getting tight.
Tight. And
tight. He was like, hold on, I need that back.
All avenues, bro. Shit, I remember I gave you that ring.
Cost of living crisis. But look, I was listening to you on a podcast the other day, and I heard you say that Maya Jama is your celebrity crush.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Were you starstruck when you saw her?
Honestly, do you know what? I thought I was going to be nervous when I saw Maya, but I don't know. Maybe it's because I had a few drinks. So I was all right. Yeah. But bro, I was starstruck, man. That woman is beautiful.
She is.
Absolutely beautiful.
Maybe you could be the next man to buy her that ring, you know? Maybe, you know, you don't ask for the money back, though. Don't ask for it back.
Buy her. I would have to declare bankruptcy about 4 or 5 times.
Oh, man. Oh, but look, you must be gutted to be out first.
Yeah, obviously, it's not a nice feeling to be out first, but it is what it is.
Why are you smiling at the same time? It's like you want to laugh at the same. It's like you want to laugh at yourself at the same time as you're saying it.
Obviously, I don't want... I feel like I was sad for a day, but like, do you know what I mean? Mm. Yeah, obviously, it's gotten to be back so early, but yeah. Listen, what can I say?
Yeah.
What can I say?
And how's life been? Have the DMs been crazy?
Honestly, the DMs has been nuts.
Wow.
Like, honestly, like some weird messages. Like
how weird?
Like some girls like calling me saying, please answer the phone now, please. Like,
what?
Like, it's so weird. Like, you get some weird messages, but obviously you get nice ones as well. Mm. Obviously, I've been trying to reply to a lot of people because I'm not, like, I don't need to air them. If they're wishing me, like, all the best and stuff, I don't need to come across like, do you know what I mean? So, obviously, I've been trying to get through as much messages as I can, but, yeah, obviously, there's some nice girls there, which I might have to, you know.
Okay, so have you been, you know, carrying on this love journey with some of the ladies in the DMs?
It's a bit too early to carry on a love journey, but there could be some sort of journey carried.
But you need to be careful because some of these girls could be using you for clout, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You need to kind of watch that a bit. I know. And they're like, ha, David from Love Island said this to me in my DMs.
I know.
Next thing you're on the blogs.
I know. Well, if that happens, then the block, then the delete.
Any blue ticks up in there?
Nah, come on. I was on Love Island 48 hours, man. I need at least 4 weeks for a blue tick. Fucking hell. Oh, sorry, am I allowed to swear?
You can.
Yes, I need at least 4 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
48 hours ain't going to get me a blue tick.
But you know what was funny? And obviously, you didn't see this because you weren't on social media at the point. It was the roasting that you received. Look, it's character building. It's character building. It was the roasting you received. They said, he hasn't got a trim.
Yeah.
He's this. Yeah. Dammy even got involved.
Yeah.
When you came out and saw all of that roasting, what did you think?
Do you know what it is? Obviously, because I was there through the isolation period, I was out there for the same time as the OGs.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to get a trim. But the OGs did. I didn't have a trim. So I didn't have like my sponge as well. There's a lot of things like missing. So you're going in there, you're just trying to make yourself look the best you can. And yeah, it was tough. And obviously, the camera didn't do me any justice either. So
what do you mean? You mean the camera in the villa? The camera in the villa was fine.
I mean, India told me that she said apparently that I look, what's the word? She said I look, did she say dusty or something like that?
Ooh.
I can't remember. It was something like that on the podcast. And I was like, rah, like, yeah, I've been hearing. I did. And obviously it's tough in the villa, man, because like the heat's hitting you all the time. You haven't got much time to get ready. So yeah, man. Yeah, it was hard to maintain.
Wow, and your boy Dammy was grilling you.
I mean, it is what it is, man. I'm not one to make personal attacks, so like, do you know what I'm saying?
But you did. You made a personal attack back on TikTok.
I don't think it was a personal attack. I think it was a joke, so yeah.
What did you say? You said you stole his barber.
Yeah,
and now
you know I'm coming for next, but it's obviously clear.
What are you going for next?
Come on, guys. It's clearly banter, man. Come on.
But you would have gone for India though if you had the chance to. If you were in the villa at the same time as her.
I don't know that. I don't. Obviously, situations can be different. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't know what would happen. So yeah.
But the most important thing is now your trim's there. You're looking sharp.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to the haters?
I haven't got anything to say to them because I don't really care.
So, and that is the energy we need to be living in 2023, people. That is the energy.
God bless them, innit?
Yes.
God bless them.
God bless them. Now, as we said, obviously, you entered as a bombshell. Was that a bit hard?
Yeah, so tough entering as a bombshell because there's friendships, romances, everything's formed, man.
Yeah.
And you come in, you feel like an outsider as a bombshell. I'm sure other bombshells felt the same. Feel like an outsider, trying to get involved, trying to get to know the girls, trying to get involved with the boys. It's tough. But obviously, everyone's as welcoming as they can be. But the nature of the show, if you're an OG, you've got it nice, man.
Wow. But why though? Why do you think so?
You come in there, a day in that villa is like a year. So you come in there, you're forming good friendships, like loyalties, like bonds as well. So it's tough, man. It's tough. Yeah. But I ain't gonna make no excuses. End of the day, like, bombshells have come in and they've, do you know what I mean? They've got to know people, so I can't really use that as an excuse, but it is what it is.
So you would have preferred to have come in from the start?
I mean, everyone would. Everyone would, so, yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, you set your eyes on Tanya straight away. No dilly-dallying. Mm. Was she your type? You just went straight for her?
So, like, I thought the date, because she's very, did you see her? She opened, she's very bubbly, outgoing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, if I'm going in for a date, I don't know if I want the first one to be too serious, because I might have been too nervous. Mm. And I knew with Tanya, we would have a good chat.
Yeah.
And we did. And it was bouncing off each other. And that first date was fun. Like, you want your first date to be fun, not too serious, innit?
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, it was fun. And then she surprised me because we were like, what's the word? We were very similar. Mm. We were bouncing off each other. I was like, rah, okay. Wow, this girl surprised me. So, yeah.
Because you know what? I actually saw the chemistry, you know? Like, when I started making predictions after that episode, I said, hold up. This looks, from what I saw on the episode, a little bit stronger than what I saw with Tanya and Shaq.
Yeah, I've been hearing the same things. People have been saying that it seemed like our connection was stronger. With Shaq, it's more of like, they do like each other, but it's very, like, just, like, romance-y. Mm. But with me and Tanya, there was actually chemistry.
Yeah.
But I do.
Is that how you felt though?
I did feel like there was a lot of chemistry with me and Tanya. Mm. But obviously I don't know her situation was with Shaq. I didn't have a clue. I know she liked him though. She did she admitted it. So yeah.
So what attracted you to Tanya? Obviously, you just said a bubbly personality.
Yeah, she's obviously a good looking girl as well. She is she's a pretty girl. She's very smart, Tanya.
Yeah.
A very smart girl.
Why is she a smart
girl? She's just a smart girl. Mm. She's not stupid. Like, she's a clued up girl. So
Why?
It's hard to explain. You know when someone's just a smart girl? Yeah. You know they're switched on up there. Because some people, they're not switched on up there, are they? But she's switched on up there.
Yeah.
So she's a smart girl, funny. She's got good things going for her. She's does her influencing and stuff. Mm. So yeah, like obviously any guy would be lucky to have a girl like that. So
Yeah. Do you feel like, obviously I know you were only in the villa for a short amount of time, but do you feel like it was getting to a point where maybe you felt that she was getting a bit more sway to you?
Yeah, of course. And that's where I feel like, people have said to me, David, bro, you just got played. And it's funny. It's so funny when people say that to me because I'm not really used to like getting played. So
yeah.
When I got home, I was like, oh, right, I got played.
So when you say you got played, when you say you got played, explain. I'm like,
how? So she said all the right things. Mm. She, you know, sort of made me think like, okay, we could get being a couple. And then she picked Shaq.
Mm.
So yeah, I got played, bro. Because it would have been different.
But why do you think she did this though? Because like I said, when I saw it, I said I could see the chemistry. You felt the chemistry. Mm. You just said that you felt that she was leaning a little bit more towards you at one point. Why did she just choose Shaq? Because I think I either read somewhere or you said somewhere else on another show that when you were at the recoupling and she was saying all these things about the person she was about to choose, you thought she was actually talking about you.
Yeah, I did. Because she's, I don't know if it was me that's complimented her on that or she's complimented me on that. But it was, because she was good looking. Because I think she has complimented me on those stuff, like good looking, funny, confident, dress well. Yeah, she has. She's complimented all those four things.
So as she said that, your heart was, you were like, yeah, I'm about to stay in it. You were getting excited.
I still knew that she could pick Shaq. Yeah, obviously, I still knew she could pick Shaq. But then when she picked Shaq, I feel like all the energy just left my body. I was just like, oh. I can't explain the feeling, guys. It's just like, wow.
Like your soul left your body?
Literally. Is that my soul left my body? I received the shock of my life. It was the shock of life. That's what they call it, shock of life.
Wow. So obviously you then found out that you got dumped. Were you a bit like, what emotions were running through your head?
Because in my head, I was thinking, I've had 48 hours in this flipping villa. 48 hours. I might as well have just stayed at home. Honestly. That's what all that was going... That's what was going through my head. I was like, what just happened? Did that really just happen? I was in the villa for like that short... Honestly...
look, it is what it is. Do you know what I mean? You come out stronger. We live and we learn.
Yeah.
So do we feel like, obviously, look, I'm a big fan of Tanya, but do you feel like she was game playing in that moment?
It's hard to tell if she was game playing. I don't know what was going through Tanya's head, but all I know is she was saying all the right things to me. And then,
wow.
Yeah, she goes and picks Shaq, so...
Wow.
It's a tough one.
And what was it like between you and Shaq? Because obviously I saw that you two got along, but
there
must have been some underlying, like, really?
Not at all. Me and Shaq were so cool. Very cool guy.
Wow.
I haven't got a bad word to say about Shaq. Mm. He's a nice guy, cool. There was no problems with me and Shaq whatsoever.
Yeah.
But why am I going to have a problem with a guy? Because I'm trying to, like, couple up with a girl.
In two days.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like it's his girlfriend. It would have been different if they were, like, serious, innit?
Yeah. So, and from your conversations with him, like, do you feel like he will be fully loyal to her until the end?
No, because obviously, I don't know how much he's shown, but him and Zara, I've had a lot of conversations.
What, so even before the episode?
Yeah, which way we just before saw, that, bro.
From the beginning?
The first day Zara was in the villa, like, they've had conversations.
What?
Yeah, but not, like, extreme conversations.
But they were talking.
But they've had...
Oh, because I only saw that on one episode. I didn't realise that they were talking from before.
I want to show you, innit? But, yeah, they've had more conversations than that. So, obviously, I weren't surprised. Obviously, the public's going to be surprised because they've not seen it.
No.
I weren't surprised. They were always going to talk. Like, they said, like, you know, they could be each other's types, and I think they find each other attractive, so I'm not surprised.
So where do we go from here then? Because it's
who
like...
Who knows? Do you know what? I don't know how, if Shaq's head will turn fully, because obviously he's got something good with Tanya, but it could turn.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think it could? What else haven't we seen then?
It's just conversations. They've
really?
Had just general conversations, yeah. But nothing too extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does Tanya know that these
Tanya
conversations
Tanya knows
are
this. And Tanya didn't like it when we was in the village.
Yeah, but why didn't she like it?
Obviously, someone's trying to, like, talk to her man. Do you know what I'm saying? So she did... that as well, that showed me how much she did like Shaq. Because I had a conversation with Tanya in the villa, and then she was, like, saying that Zara wanted to get to know Shaq. And I could tell when Tanya was telling me that, she was a bit, like, defensive about it. So obviously at that point I was like, oh wow, you actually like Shaq a lot.
Yeah.
So that's another thing in my mind. I was like, yeah, I'm probably going home.
So has Zara and Tanya had that conversation?
You can tell there's awkwardness. And I think it's more from Tanya's side. Zara's not really, because Tanya feels probably a bit awkward about it.
Yeah. If,
you can tell. You saw from yesterday's episode.
Would you say there's tension between those
not
two?
Not tension, no. No. Not from Zara's side anyway. But
oh, well, of course, she's coming as a bombshell.
Yeah, but...
She's coming to...
But like, Tanya is a bit, like, sceptical about Zara. Mm. I think we all saw it in the episode where Zara was having a chat with Anna May about Zara. So, yeah.
But it's interesting because Zara obviously has been talking to Shaq and Tom, but Zara's also now talking to Aaron as well.
Yeah, obviously, like, if she's talking to Aaron, and it can now come across that she's playing a game. I don't know if she's playing a game, but that's how it could be perceived now in the public, definitely.
But when you were in there, surely you must have saw, like, who was Zara really gelling with? Like, who was
the
she,
most,
like, out of the guys?
It was Tom.
Really?
The most, it was Tom.
Wow. Yeah. And that's probably why she got into that, all that heated discussion and argument with Olivia and stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about those two, Olivia and Zara. Obviously, everyone's been talking about their feud. Is it as tense in real life as it looks on screen?
It is, yeah, definitely. There's obviously something... There may be underlying stuff going on, who knows, but there is definitely a feud between the two in a villa. You could sometimes you could feel the tension a bit between the two in the villa. Obviously, they've squashed it now, but I don't think that's the end of it.
Yeah.
No way. If this carries on with Tom, the triangle, it's going to probably get worse.
But can I ask why there's so much tension in such a short amount of time?
So that obviously goes to show that there is probably some underlying things going on, because if there's that much tension...
It's too much.
There's obviously... if they knew each other as well, there must be underlying stuff going on that we don't know about.
Now, for context, there's been some evidence floating around online that Zara and Olivia have known each other before. I think Olivia commented on one of Zara's pictures, I think, like, was it like last year or something, and be like, oh babe, you look amazing. So they clearly know each other. I also saw another clip online of Zara and Olivia both in a music video, and this was shot I think a couple of years ago. So clearly these girls, they know each other. They've crossed paths before, and with the way they're interacting in the villa, it seems like it's not good vibes between them.
Yeah, now that I've heard all of that as well, it's like it does seem like there's some underlying stuff going on that people don't know about.
But I'm still getting quite like catty vibes. Not catty, but like, not, you know, passive aggressive. Yeah. It's not as bad as it was before, but it's like passive aggressive.
That's what I'm saying. It's not over. It's not over. They're gonna argue again. It's inevitable.
I feel like as a viewer, it doesn't make sense. It's like, but why? Why is there? Wow.
There must be some deep underlying stuff or something that's happened in the past between the two. Mm. And the things that are happening in the villa is just like surface level. It's not the actual deep-rooted issues. So who knows? We may get to see it more, guys. You
exactly,
never know.
Exactly. Yeah. And obviously, we saw the drama between Shaq and Harris. Now, the way that episode was edited, I don't know if you've watched it, right?
Yeah.
I remember I was watching, because sometimes towards the end of some Love Island episodes, it gets a bit like, oh, right, they're playing games. It's all a bit la-di-la-da. So I was on my laptop and then I thought, And they're just going for it. Now, that argument bit was very short. In real life, how did it pan out, that argument between Shaq and Harris?
Yeah, it was like they were both like arguing with each other. And then like, I think if you saw me, I defused Harris and defused Shaq.
But how long did it last?
It was probably like a good like 40 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. It was brewing between the two, really.
Was it brewing all day?
I feel like just little comments made from like both of them, just as jokey, but you know, it's like, oh, I can do this, or you can do this, or I can't do this. Or, you know, one of them ones, isn't it? And then that was the final straw for Shaq.
I feel like that's the first time in a while that I've seen boys argue in Love Island, you know?
Yeah, it was...
That's not a common...
Yeah, it was quite surprising, but maybe that also showed me how much Shaq liked Tanya as well.
Yeah.
Because Shaq was just angry from the beer pong game. And I understood it. Like, Tanya didn't kiss him, number one. Mm. Obviously, I kissed Tanya as well, number two. So it's like he's feeling like a bit of a mug standing
there. But I think she did that on purpose to just like, you know, make him want her more. Do you know what I mean? I think
you know
she
what?
Purpose.
That's a great, from that perspective, that's a great.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I'm like, she clearly likes
never
him.
Thought
but
of
she
it
just,
like that.
She just kind of like playing, just playing about a bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I never thought of it like that. Again, Tanya's a smart girl, like, as I said.
So when you keep saying she's a smart girl, are you trying to say that she's playing a game?
No, I'm not saying she's playing a game. I'm not saying she's playing a game. I just think she's, you know, some people are just like,
knows how
they're
to do
switched
it.
On.
Yeah.
And she's not a stupid girl. Like, no one can walk all over Tanya. Like, she won't have it. Do you know what I mean?
And there was obviously a big moment on Love Island this week where some of the islanders spilt tea on some of the celebrities they've kissed and they've dated. Tanya said she's kissed Notes. What do you make of that?
I was surprised because I think I don't know if they showed it, but we were sitting down around the pool and we was having a conversation. She was like, how would you feel if I hung around with famous people? And in my mind, I was like, I was just a bit random. So obviously I knew from then, I was like, okay, this girl has probably had an encounter with someone
with a famous,
person. I knew from that minute when she told me, I just knew. Because I spoke to girls when they've said that to me and it turns out they've spoke to a famous guy. So I was like, okay. And then when she mentioned Notes in the game, I was like, oh, it makes sense. It's obviously Notes that she spoke to.
Yeah. So do we think that she knows loads of celebrities, maybe in celebrity hotspots?
Yeah, I mean, she says she goes out in London a lot. Yeah. So she was obviously probably in like Mayfair, you know, she's in the Mayfair club. So obviously she probably knows a lot of celebrities, isn't it?
Yeah. So after that scene on Love Island this week where Tanya revealed that she kissed Notes, Notes has sent in an exclusive voice note to this show, and here's what he had to say.
Yo, Will, I don't know where it is, man. It's not even like... Yeah, I wouldn't want to dive into the story of exactly, oh, Garnka, I don't kiss and tell in it. Like, I could kiss, maybe, but I don't tell. You get me? So, yeah, man, it is what it is, man. I want to see her make it anyways. It is what it is. Let her do what she has to do to climb up them ladders. You get it? That's what she has to do, then so be it, man. It's a bit crazy, though. It's a crazy world we live in. I don't know why she said all of that happened, though. I don't. She never even really. You know what? I'm not even going to dive into it. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? New EP coming out soon. Free tracks just for this situation coming out soon. You get it? For Valentine's.
You heard Notes. New EP coming out soon.
Like Notes.
What were we thinking? Because he's not. Look, he said he doesn't kiss and tell. So he's kind of told us that, you know, it's happened, but he's not really going to speak about it. But he's kind of shared his opinion as well, saying, why did she do that? So, yeah, it was an interesting response there from Notes.
I can understand his response because he's probably thinking, like, why? Why? Just why? He's probably thinking, why?
Yeah.
nothing else, but why?
Do you know what's so funny about the episode, yeah? When I was watching it, as soon as they said Notes, I laughed. I DM'd him. I said, Notes, do you know you're getting drawn out on Love Island? He said, what's happened? What's happened? Oh, he said, no way.
Oh, I bet he's thinking, just why? I'm just trying to make a new EP, and I'm hearing that, why?
But he actually said to me that he's bringing out a new EP just for this now. So
no,
we're seeing it. Maybe Tanya's name might get mentioned in it.
Back with fire, yeah?
He's firing shots back. And Zara said that she kissed Usain Bolt.
Where?
Boy, I'm not getting involved. Anyways,
I'm not getting involved.
That's what I heard.
That one is for another.
That one's for another day.
That one is even crazy.
Now it's time to get some predictions from our crystal ball. We have David. David has been on the ground in the Love Island villa. He's seen it all. He's heard it all. So, David, I'm going to need you to help me predict. So, get your hand over the ball, please. Come on. Come on, David. Come on, give it, David. Come on, give it. So, David, right now, we're just going to get into a bit of a mode right now where we can really just predict. You know, our minds are now in Love Island prediction mode. We are psychics. We've got this. David, who are we predicting to be? Come on, get in the winning couple. Who's the winning couple of this whole series?
Lana and Ron.
Wow.
For sure, man.
Go on, what's your reasoning for that, David? What's your reasoning for that?
Like, Lana likes Ron a lot.
Wow.
And I feel like Ron also likes Lana a lot, more than he's giving off. So
wow. And we think they're going to make the finals. Do you know what? I can visualise that. My guys are telling me.
They're definitely making the final. That's for sure.
My guys are telling me that they're making the final or they're winning the show. They're winning the show. Cool. Tanya and Shaq, will they be in the finals?
Yeah, I believe so. If they continue the way they are with no... Am I meant to be doing this?
Yeah, you've got this.
If they continue the way they are, definitely they'll make it to the final as well.
And do you know what? Can we predict any big bombshells that will come in, like, in between now until the end?
I'm
like,
sure there's going to be a bombshell.
Like,
yeah.
A big one that will just rock the whole villa. Like, that's what we're predicting.
It's going to be like, it's going to be Ron's type to a T as well.
Wow!
I bet they'll bring in someone that's Ron's type and just mess with Ron's head.
Wow!
Honestly.
Do we think Ron will survive Casa Amor, though?
Absolutely not.
What?
None of the boys.
You're going to break the ball.
None of the boys are going to survive Casa. What? Come on.
What?
Another villa with beautiful girls.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's not going to happen.
These revelations are wow.
Come on. Let's be honest, man. None of the boys are surviving Casa without doing a madness, man.
Wow. So... will Shaq survive Casa?
I don't know. I just think all the boys' heads... It's like a boys' holiday, innit? So I don't know what's going to go down in Casa, man.
I'm scared for Casa, you know.
My
spirit is telling me that Casa is going to break a lot of couples.
It's going to break hearts. It's going to break views. It's going to break everything. Everything's going to be broken.
But to be fair, look, it's still early days at the moment. You know, it's what, like, what, week two?
Yeah.
Okay. By the time Casa arrives, I think a lot of these bonds that are brewing now would have been strengthened.
Yeah, to be fair, that is true when you put it like that. I mean, yeah, it is true, but you just never know. It's Love Island, isn't it?
Like, I want to know where Zara's going to settle. Because I feel like there's a lot of different options. She has a lot of options at the moment, but where is she going to settle?
I don't have a clue. It wouldn't... I can't...
Because is it...
Anything can happen in that villa, you know? Like, honestly.
I don't know where she'll settle. A part of me thinks... I know, obviously, we're saying Tanya and Shaq, but Zara something tells me that Zara and Shaq are going to...
It wouldn't surprise me. And, you know, if that happened, yeah? Tanya knows if that happens.
Yeah.
Her time could be up. Like, only because she's not made any connections with anyone else other than Shaq. She's not got to know any of the boys.
Really?
The first day in the recoupling, she got with Shaq. And ever since then, who she spoke to, apart from me, no one.
So are you saying that if Shaq leaves Tanya, unless someone comes in.
That's the only reason. That's the only way Tanya would be sort of safe in the villa. If someone came in, like me, and they actually wanted to get to know just Tanya.
Yeah.
So...
You know the vibes. We're about to play Sip It or Spill It. I'm going to ask you a string of direct questions. And look, you don't have to answer all the questions, okay? If you don't want to answer the question, then you just simply sip your tea. But of course, if you want to spill the tea, you respond to the question and you answer. Who in the villa now is playing a game? They're not looking for love. They just want the money. Do you think Tanya secretly liked you much more than Shaq?
Yeah, I do think that. I actually do think that, but I feel like she was more safer with Shaq.
Why safer? Because he was there from the beginning.
He was there from the beginning. He knew, she knows how much he liked her, and she did like him. So. Yeah. I've just come in. I could just be saying all the right stuff. Mm. She didn't know that. So she probably didn't want to take the risk, which is understandable. So, yeah.
Which side of the argument are you on? Zara? Team Zara? Or Team Olivia? No, you're like... You're like, I'm not getting involved in that one. Cool. If you stayed in the villa for longer, could you have won Tanya over?
I get asked this every time. I feel like more time could have increased my chances a lot. A lot. It's natural to get to know someone over a longer period of time. Yeah, definitely. She had to make a decision in 48 hours. Not being funny, it's not an easy decision for Tanya either. Like, do you know what I mean? She had 48 hours to get to know me. Like, that's nothing. Yeah. And it's a hard decision for her to make. So I respect her decision end of the day, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cool. Lastly, which of the couples right now are the least compatible?
Oh, it's a tough one. Maybe Jesse and Will, or they're not even a couple, but they will be because one lives in Australia and one lives out on a farm in England. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
So what do you think about them bringing in Love Island Australia people? Because I thought they should have brought in Love Island USA people.
Honestly, I haven't got a clue why they did that. Mm. I'm just trying to figure out why. Love Island, Australia of all places.
Do you know what? I can see what they're doing. They've brought in two
trying
popular...
Trying to make it...
No, they brought in two popular castmates from, you know, Love Island in another country. But I think I think it should have been USA.
So what? Are they going to move so... So she's going to move to a farm in England. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
let's be honest, guys. Like, is that really going to happen? No. So that also is, like, do you know what I mean? It just goes to show. Yeah. Anyway.
It is, but
let
it
me
is.
Just keep sipping.
I'm minding my business.
Let me just mind my business.
Cool. What are you thinking of the social media brand this year? You know, it's been a bit different.
Yeah.
I've been watching Love Island for years, and every single year, like when people go in the villa, like the friends and family members will be managing the social media accounts of these islanders, and that wasn't the case this year. How was that for you? Like, what do you think of the social media brand? Do you feel like it favoured you?
No, not at all, because even looking at sort of everyone's followers and stuff like that, it's a lot less than what it would have been if people were active on the profiles. So I mean, the reason why they done that was to stop the trolling, so that our parents or friends couldn't see the trolling. But end of the day, it's affecting us. We're the ones that are getting trolled, and we still get trolled. So it's like, I didn't really understand the reasoning behind it. Regardless of what happens, you're gonna get trolled. So banning social media ain't gonna stop the trolls. The trolls can message you as soon as you're out, or it doesn't stop trolling. Nothing stops trolling, unfortunately.
Cool. So what are your handles on the socials now?
So my Instagram is David and then Salako, but with an X. So SXALAKO. So David SXALAKO.
And you're on TikTok now,
and then
right?
My TikTok is at David Salako _. So follow me on Instagram and TikTok.
Cool. And what's next for you? Like, do you go back to work? Like, what's the deal?
Like, of course. Like, let's be realistic. I was in the villa for 48 hours. I'm not expecting madnesses to happen. Whatever opportunities come my way. I'll take a few weeks off. I said to work before going on the island. Do you know what I mean? I'll be more than happy to come back, whatever happens. So,
yeah,
I've got a job there. I've still got my little side hustle I do. So,
yeah.
I'm just taking each day as it comes, man.
You're going to be famous in your job now. So you are a money advisor, right?
Yeah, so like help get people out of debt.
They're going to be like, hold up, I've seen you before.
Yeah. I'm not trying to mix my life and work. So like if I go to work, I'm going to tell them to focus.
Yeah.
Let me help you with your money worries.
100%.
Yeah.
But look, anything else you want to say to the peoples, David?
Enjoy this year's Love Island.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
It's a good season, isn't it?
It's a decent season. It would have been better if I was still there, but it is what it is.
But look, good news is you'll see Maya Jama again at the reunion.
Exactly.
That's all that matters. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Woo, 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 woo. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'll be back next week with all the gossip. See you there.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.